In this week's Cut Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cutting Council. This is Cut 1, Start Your Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Well, overall, if you look across the belt, conditions are reasonably good. USDA breaks it down into categories from very poor up to excellent. And if you look at the U.S. as a whole, they're rating 43% of the crop as good and 11% as excellent. You look at where that was last year, those numbers were 34% good and 7% excellent. So overall, things look reasonably good, but there certainly are some trouble spots and some places of concern.
This is Cut 2, Start Your Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
You look in particular at states like Alabama and Georgia who have suffered from some very dry conditions and extreme drought. Alabama showing 40% of the crop in very poor and another 34% in poor. So you've got 74% of their crop rated in the very poor to poor category. Georgia, likewise, you've got a combined 29% that's in the poor to very poor. So not as bad as Alabama, but still some concerns there.
This is Cut 3, Start Your Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Overall, in the Mid-South, conditions to date still look reasonably good. A good bit of the crop rated in the fair to good category with a little bit in excellent. Texas, with the moisture they've had, looks reasonably well, although there might be some concerns that given too much moisture. West, in general, is looking fairly good. The California conditions were a little bit off to a slow start. Of course, most of that crop is irrigated. They probably have to be more concerned about what the actual temperatures do and also what some of the pest pressures do. Looking at the report, conditions seem to be picking up there and are probably getting back to the types of conditions that we would normally expect to see out west.